we're going to do, we want to do an episode of a more spooky kind of, spooky and esoteric kind of stuff. You hate me right now when I said that.
Esoteric.
Yeah, so we want you to start with ghosts because I'm actually very interested in this because you were telling
me
and my flatmate a lot of stuff where I was like, oh, interesting, about your kind of experiences with, spirits and energies and presence.
Well, how you were like, we're going to talk about it, but this is becoming an interrogation.
It's becoming an interrogation because I don't have much experience.
I don't like, I don't know, it's weird, I think.
Do you believe in this kind of stuff?
It depends. Mm-hmm. I think like a lot of the stuff that you see on my TV show and stuff, it's like, yeah, that can be explained.
Yeah.
That's just nonsense. Uh-huh. But I mean, like, it kind of, it would be boring not to believe in anything.
Yeah. I mean, I hope to never have an experience, but...
Oh, boy.
You have a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it just is more so to do with the fact that a lot of my family have older houses.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, yeah. I don't know. Specifically. Like, experience-wise. Just every so often there's something weird that happens in my parents' house. I'm like, yeah, cool. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, you're very, like, nonchalant about it. When you tell me, I'm like, what? And then whenever I go to your house after that, I'm like...
And it's, like, it's one of those things, though, it's interesting telling you stuff, because my, not so much my dad, but my mum, a lot of the time is like, yeah, that totally happened as well.
Yeah.
Like, the way that the living room at my parents' is, you can see the top of the staircase, mm-hmm. through, like, the banister. And both, like, my mum hates sitting in that seat, like, it's usually where my dad sits. Because you constantly, like, feel like there's someone, like, you're going to look over and see someone walking down the stairs.
Oh, God.
But, like, a lot of the time, I think it just completely depends, because your brain just automatically does that.
Yeah, there have been times where I felt like I'm listening to someone. I see it in your flat. Feel it in your flat.
I see it.
No, but, like, feel something. Like, I feel like, because the way in your flat your living room door is,
mm-hmm.
it's got all those windows on it.
Yeah.
It's, like, kind of... you can see right through it. It's one of those doors. But I, whenever I'm, because the couch is like right next to the door, mm-hmm. I keep like finding myself, you know, like
just like looking, facing the other way.
Yeah, kind of looking, seeing there's nothing there, but mm-hmm. I thought that there was something. Yeah. Even look.
I mean, I think I come from like a family of like a lot of people. In my family do kind of believe in stuff like that. Again, it would be kind of boring not to.
Yeah.
But not to such an extent where it's like kind of weird. Well, I mean. One of my aunts does do, like, herbology and things like that. Makes her own, like, tea blends and different stuff like that. Yeah. And we're like, right, okay.
That's cool.
That's, you know, probably going to poison us one of these days. But not to, like, such an extent where it's weird or out of the, like, ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just been something that I've grown up with.
See, I don't have any family like that. Like, I love reading about all the witchy stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm really interested in it. But I'm like, I feel like I'm the first one...
Mm-hmm.
in my immediate family that's been interested in this kind of thing, because unless they're just not telling me. But
right, no, I've just like grown up with one of my like both of my aunts really occasionally just being like, yeah, this really weird thing happened, and then they like talk about the whatever it happened that was weird.
There's a story I want you to tell. It was at your grandparents' house when you were clearing it out.
Yeah, a lot of odd things happened mm-hmm. when we were clearing out the house. A lot of them, like, completely unexplainable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like to think I'm a logical person.
Yeah.
And I think when it comes to stuff like that, you have to be.
You have to bring some logic into it, some skepticism into it.
But this was, like, to the extent where other people were, like, bringing it up.
What kind of things?
There was two things in particular.
Yeah.
Kind of, well, every so often you'd be in, like, the back garden or the front garden. And facing the back garden upstairs... was my grandparents' room, mm-hmm. like their window, and like you'd go to the end of the garden to put something in the bin, and you would just feel like there was like you almost caught someone looking at you. But I think like that's just natural.
Yeah, yeah. There's been other stuff.
Yeah,
you've said to me, and I've been like, oh.
Yeah, the other two things in there was one the radio.
Mm-hmm.
We kept the radio that they had in the house for as long as we could, like before having to take it out to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, why wouldn't we?
Yeah.
And there was a couple times that my aunt had went along, like, she'd come and she'd been on her own, like, cleaning stuff. And she would, like, come along to ours, because we only lived along the road.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, yeah, the radio changed channel multiple times when I'd went out of the room and I was on my own.
Yeah.
But it would always change to the same channel.
Interesting.
Which was the one, it was like BBC Radio 2, which was the one that my grandparents would listen to in the morning. And the up until then, I was like, yeah, cool, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a radio, they're quite unpredictable.
Yeah, you know, you can, the frequencies.
And then we had someone in the room that used to be their bedroom,
yeah,
actually, to wallpaper it, because we don't know anything about wallpaper.
Yeah.
And she, at one point, my mom went along to lock the door when she'd left, and she at one point was like, yeah, I went out for a couple minutes, locked the door behind me, because, like, she smoked, so I think she'd went out to smoke. I was sitting on the back, like, step. The door at the front was locked, and I was sitting in front of the other one. Mm-hmm. I came back, I went upstairs, and my radio had changed. Yeah. So it was, like, to the extent it was other people.
Mm-hmm. Experiencing it as yeah. well, and it's not just, like, a family thing.
Mm-hmm. And then we had the fire alarm as well, which is the weirdest one.
Mm.
Because the fire alarms in the house, there's only two. And they're both, actually, no, there's three because there's one in the kitchen. And they're all connected mm-hmm. to the main.
Yeah.
Not battery. So if something goes wrong with one of them, it goes wrong with all of them. Because mm-hmm. it's to do with the power.
Yeah.
And the one at the top of the stairs started bleeping.
Mm-hmm.
As if, like, no battery-powered ones, do you?
Have? Yeah, yeah.
Like, when the battery's low, they make this chirp noise.
Yeah, to make you change it.
It started doing that. And at first, my aunt had been like, right, okay, it needs a new battery. Which is then when my uncle, like, was down one day, took the cover off of it
uh-huh.
and was like, it doesn't have batteries.
So, like, well, one of them goes off, they're all supposed yeah. to go off, but only one of them was going
yeah,
off.
Yeah, because it'll be a problem with the mains or yeah. the thing itself.
Mm-hmm.
So we had left it and been like, okay, we'll have to phone an electrician or
electrician, yeah.
whatever to come and sort this. And we left it, and it gradually just got weirder. Because at first it would chirp, like, you know the kind of way that alarms do? When it's like, it'll do it once, and then maybe a couple minutes will pass, it'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And it does it, like, the same pitch every time, same noise,
mm-hmm.
continuously.
Yeah.
Not this one.
Oh.
It would bleep normal a couple times, and then it would, like, bleep four times in a row. Mm-hmm. And then it would not do it again for, like, half an hour.
Yeah, that...
Or it would bleep, and it would bleep in a different pitch.
To me, that kind of sounds like I didn't know anything else any different. It would be like it's dying, but then yeah. you're saying it's part of the mains. Mm-hmm. So why is not the other ones going off? You know, that kind of weirdness. I mean, people will probably be like, "Oh, well, explain it away."
Yeah,
and I guess it could be explained away, but then there's also that kind of weirdness
to it.
It
was doing that, and we went to my mum wanted to go to. I think you came with us that time to a holistic and spiritualist church.
Yes,
thing.
We did. We did last summer.
And the guy who was, like, the psychic guy had mentioned something about the house. Actually, no, he mentioned something about Tuesday, which was the day that their house officially went on the market.
Oh.
And it when it was on the market, my mum had been in a couple times. And from the Tuesday it was on the market onwards, the fire alarm did not bleep at all. Because
mm-hmm.
we were in, like, Salisbury for, like, an hour and a half one day. Just putting stuff away, and, like, usually it would have bleeped at least a couple times.
Yeah.
And it didn't do it at all. And the people who own the house now, my brother knows, like, her yeah. daughter, and it's been fine. Like, it's just not done it again.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think that was, like, the weirdest one.
That is pretty weird. You mentioned the medium that we went to see.
Yeah.
What is your... What's your opinion on all that? I would like to believe in it. I mean, we had an experience. We were sitting next to each other. And, you know, he pointed to us, and he was saying the kind of generic stuff, like, the world's your oyster, that kind of thing. And then he says something about, it was just a throwaway comment about us being drunk together and me having to, like, lift, like, try to, like, get her up off the ground. And there was a time a couple months prior.
It wasn't even months, it was, like, weeks prior.
Yeah, where we'd been, like, at the back of our friend's house and pretty drunk on wine, and I was trying to teach you some yoga, and then you kept falling over, and that's what came to my mind when he said that.
Yeah,
and no, it was
quite odd as well. It yeah. wasn't very specific, but at the no. same time, like, I hadn't told my parents or anything, and this yeah. random guy is like mentioning
we forgot about it because we were drunk.
Yeah.
No, it was weird. I mean, I don't, that was some of the other stuff he was saying to other people was yeah. a lot more specific.
I think a lot of the time, like, it's interesting with them because you do get, it's very specific sometimes.
Yeah, ours is
other
times
it's really vague.
Yeah, it was
like, I've been twice, I think, to that because my mum wanted to go. And I was
we
like,
should
yeah,
go
cool.
again.
And occasionally it is very vague. And they always say, they're like, just say yes or no. Mm-hmm. Don't actually expand on what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know. I think, like, to an extent, you do not, like, naturally, whenever something is that vague, you just fill in the blanks and sort of make it about you.
Yeah, like putting your own spin on it.
Yeah.
Your own interpretation.
Like, there was one time the guy had mentioned Jasmine, the spice, and or the scent, whatever, take your pick.
Yeah.
And my mom immediately was like, oh, my parents went on a trip to India. I'm like, but like, there's no specific association between
no.
what he said and that.
Yeah,
like,
so
there
reaching.
Is an association,
yeah,
but it's not specifically
in some way, but it's
tailored to them.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I think it's natural to sort of do that and just, like, fill in the blanks, like, with your own comfort in a
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
But I would never kind of actively shit on anything like that, because people, like, especially, like, people who always do stuff like that are people who have lost people.
Mm-hmm.
I said the word people so many times.
Yeah. No, it's usually those who have lost loved ones.
It's a comfort sort of thing mm-hmm. to believe in stuff like that.
Yeah, and I can totally see what people would want to go to that and for any sort of hope. That's why people go to, like, those seances and stuff.
No, I was going to ask you, you don't have a lot of, like, personal experiences with
I
stuff.
I don't.
Like that.
I don't want to keep it that way. My only experience was this thing I went with you.
Yeah.
My only experiences are when I'm with you. And the Ouija board that we did in
Let's
Dundee.
Let's glaze over that one.
Yeah.
But what, like, I always find really interesting is stuff like TV shows and that about ghost hunters, and a lot of them are on YouTube now.
BuzzFeed Unsolved?
Yep.
We love it.
That's the one. Like, what do you think about those? Because, I mean, a lot of the time stuff like that is so easy to fake.
A lot of the ones on TV,
yeah.
stuff like Ghost Hunters and stuff like that, that feels very fake. There's something more authentic about what's been unsolved to me.
Yeah.
Mostly because one's a complete skeptic and the other one is shitting themselves, which
really,
just does.
That's what makes it so interesting. Mm-hmm. I think that's what makes a lot of things so interesting, is that kind of contrast in personality
mm-hmm.
and, to an extent, like, belief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you don't get that with a lot of TV shows, like, haunted TV shows.
You
like,
don't,
and
ones. I think a lot
like,
of
everyone
them are
there is like, oh my god, I believe in ghosts, ghosts are real, listen to ghosts, this is paranormal.
A lot
yeah,
of them
yeah,
are staged. Definitely. I do believe in this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have experience, I don't really want experience.
Like, as I said,
I have a couple things, like,
yeah.
Sometimes I think I'll see something in the corner of my eye, which we all have, and
yeah,
then sometimes...
Yeah.
A few years ago tonight, I felt like a hand on my
mm-hmm.
back pushing me hard enough to kind of move me forward.
Yeah.
But that's my only experience with stuff like that. And
so,
I haven't had anything
yeah.
in years, and
I
don't
think
want anything.
I think things can be explained away.
Yeah. Your
but
body
there,
reacts in
yeah,
strange ways
there
sometimes.
Are just occasionally stuff where I'm like, yeah, that doesn't quite check out.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of angels and demons and that kind of stuff? Do you believe in them?
I love good omens.
Again! We got 15 minutes in before we mentioned good omens. Well, 10 minutes, I guess.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I think it's an interesting one. As someone who's not religious in any sense,
mm.
and has never been and never will be,
mm-hmm.
It's interesting because I don't really know. I don't specifically believe.
I think demons are made up to keep people in line. By the church to keep people in line, to keep people afraid.
The church makes everything up.
Conspiracy time.
That's how religion works.
I think a lot of the time they do kind of make these things up to scare people.
Yeah.
On
the flip side, though, stuff to do with angels, that's an interesting one. I don't have experience with demons.
No, I'm more likely... the angel stuff I'm more likely to believe.
Yeah. I can remember a few years ago, I'd say quite a few, it was quite a few. My aunt had been somewhere and she'd helped someone, and she, like, obviously, this is not even, like, second hand, it's, like, third hand, it's, like,
mm-hmm.
my mom told me about this. And she'd, like, helped an old woman up, and she was like, I swear, this old woman, like, she'd said something kind of creepy, and then she literally, like, was light as a feather, and she'd been like, oh yeah, thank you, that's, you know, like, something about gratitude or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, religious, And I think, like, that sort of was, like, the only one where my parents were like, oh my god. Well, not my parents, but my mom was like, oh my god, wow. Angels. But no, I don't know where I stand on stuff like that. I think it's, again, a comfort thing, especially the angel part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I know my mom always goes crazy if she finds like a white feather
yeah.
in the house and stuff like that. And I know my next door neighbour, when we were younger, like, would always be like, oh, and I like pray to my little angels whenever I need luck.
Jesus.
Yeah. She's made me a little bit crazy. But I think things like that, like, it's definitely a comfort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely get that aspect of it. As we said, with things like mediums and stuff, it's a way to believe yeah. that your loved ones are somewhere peaceful and lovely mm-hmm. when they pass.
Not
on.
Just, like, nothing.
Mm-hmm. What do you believe? I believe there's life. I kind of believe in reincarnation. I also believe in souls and spirits.
Yeah, I don't
and all
know.
That.
Like,
I don't believe we're just worm food after we die.
Funny story. Like, last month, I answered the door, and it was, like, Jehovah's Witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where I'm not religious. I've never been religious. My family aren't religious.
Mm-hmm.
The last person in my family who was religious was my grandmother. And even though she didn't go to church, she was a member of a church, but she didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I can't remember where I'm going with this. Just being mean about Jehovah's Witnesses.
You've sold me a few stories in the past where you've almost felt the presence of, so we know people who passed on, or friends, family members of people who passed on. You've almost, like, felt something.
Oh my god, I can't believe I'm a psychic.
No, I honestly,
no,
like,
I
believe
just,
you are a little
again,
bit.
It's one of those things where it's, like, there's so much psychology behind stuff, where it's, like, is that happening, or is it because it's on my mind?
Yeah, Mm-hmm.
Like, I think
the more you think about something, the more likely it's going to come up.
It's always really interesting because I was reading a book the other week, and it's a lot of stuff where you're like, oh my god, it's psychic, it's premonition, whatever. It's actually a sort of this leftover instinct from, like, hunter-gatherer age.
Yes.
Of, like, evading, you know, natural selection.
Yeah, the predators.
So, like, that's why some people are somewhat naturally intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
Is because they still have at least a little bit of that instinct.
They're more, I feel like we're all intuitive, but in different levels connected to it.
Yeah.
Different levels. You're intuitive in one way, and then I'm maybe intuitive in another way, and someone else might be more intuitive when it comes
mm-hmm.
to something else.
Like, I think it's always really interesting because, like, a lot of people talk about just, like, gut feelings and, like,
that's
knowing.
Very
and I think
thing.
That is
that's
very
instinct.
Much, like, instinct.
That
like,
is instinct.
How if, like, in a certain situation you know something's wrong.
Yeah. Then we're almost taught not to, almost taught, like, not to believe in that. So, you
yeah,
know,
yeah, you are, like, to an extent.
No, but, like, they're also, like, it's not tangible. You can't, like, touch it and feel it. And I have a lot of beliefs that are a bit more airy-fairy and I do believe in that kind of thing.
Oh, crystals.
So does a lot of people.
It's like a lot. You talk about what's it called?
Manifestation.
Yes.
Yeah, big
wow,
fan.
Psychic. But no, you talk a lot about that, and I like edited a blog post for you about that. And I just like this is gonna sound mean, but I just find that the wackiest shit.
See, I love that shit.
Like, I don't know, it sounds so bad to turn around and be like, maybe being positive about something, yeah, it's going to help in the long run mm-hmm. towards you achieving that goal, but I don't think you just sitting there and being like, oh my god, I'm going to think about this thing constantly and it's going to happen. Because then you're only thinking, you're not really taking actions to do something.
See, I have a lot of different, well, obviously taking the actions is important as well. I have, when it comes to manifestation, I'm not very good at articulating it at all. But it's definitely something that I believe in. My sister believes in it as well. And she's just kind of getting into it. And a lot of things I can't explain that have happened where I've thought about something and then 2 days later it's come up. I feel this all the time, like synchronicities. Like I'll dream about something that night. Multiple things in my dream will come up throughout the day.
Yeah.
You know? Like, last night, the book The Witches was in my dream for some reason, which I've never read and never seen the TV show, the film, I should say. But then it came up in our conversation today,
mm-hmm.
and I've never talked about it. And it's just a lot of things like that, but that's definitely something I believe in. And I think it's more, a lot of people think manifestation is just positive thinking.
Yeah.
And it's a lot there's a lot more spiritual side to it, and about energies and vibrations and all that stuff. This is a tangent.
No, like, I think the idea of energies and things like that are quite interesting, because, yeah, obviously if you wander around being constantly negative,
mm-hmm.
you're kind of wallowing in your own negativity, and therefore you are going to end up attracting that negativity, because yeah. you're naturally going to go towards it as opposed to yeah. something positive.
There was a quote, and it was like, it was a tweet I saw, it's like, it's easy to spot a yellow car if you're always thinking about a yellow yeah. car, easy to spot opportunity if you're always
and it's thinking about sort opportunity. Of, it brings into question, like, are you actually attracting that, or are you just noticing it because you're thinking about it?
That is a, like, yeah, but you get to choose what you focus on, that's the thing, mm-hmm. and, you know, so often we focus on the negative stuff, the bad stuff, and when we start to focus on the positive stuff, we see so much in our lives.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, it's definitely one of those things where I think that sort of, like, blurs the line, where it's like, is it a thing, or is it just coincidence that you're thinking about it?
And that's the thing, some people think it is, whereas I'm very much on the side of, because I have all these, like, spiritual beliefs about, like, source energy and the universe and stuff like that, that I'm not going to force on anyone.
If you say chakras, I will throw
back. I'm not going to force my beliefs on anyone. But to
unlike
me...
Unlike Mormons!
I have a very, it's a very private thing, that kind of thing, that spirituality. I think we all kind of have a side of us that believes in something.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, if...
Again, I think it's not only quite, like, it's just quite important to not believe in anything whatsoever.
Yeah.
Unless it's, you know, religion, in which case, I'm not having any of that. But no, it is, like, things that aren't inexplainable, whether it, like... Things that are inexplainable, whether it be conspiracies or the supernatural or things like that, not believing in them, you're taking away, like, I want to say it is to an extent a form of escapism.
I don't view it that way. What do you mean by escapism?
I think regarding, like, cryptids and conspiracies and stuff like that, mm-hmm. you're turning around and you're being like, oh my god, these could completely be real, even though they might not be.
Mm-hmm.
I keep moving. I'm just like...
Move the mic with you. Yeah, and then that's the thing with ghosts as well. Believing in it is better than believing in nothing.
Yeah.
And it's less boring. It is a form of escapism mm-hmm. in a lot of ways.
Like,
and most things are.
I'm not the most, dare I say, airy-fairy kind
oh
of
god,
person.
Oh god, I am.
But I do a lot of the time believe in things like that. And, like, I read a lot of conspiracy and I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Could be. Could not be. Who knows?
I'm the opposite.
But I'm not adamantly gonna start screeching about Mothman. Actually, no, that's a lie. But no, you know, like, there's somewhere I'm like, yeah, I feel a wee bit whack.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun
yeah.
to believe. Like, y'all believe the moon's real? Because I don't. I'm like, you know, I don't not believe the moon's real. But it's fun.
Yeah.
To turn around.
I mean,
and be like
I am
that.
Definitely, many people would describe me as airy fairy. Which I like about myself. But then I'm also not going to force my beliefs onto anyone.
Yeah.
I'm not going to force anyone else to believe what I believe.
You're not going
to
run around
throwing
crystals at people.
Subjective. Just because I enjoy it doesn't mean other people
yeah.
are going to believe in it or enjoy it.
I think that's the thing about most things. Stab myself in the nose. is that they are subjective.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't, at the end of the day, have to pay attention to them if you don't want to.
Yeah, and that subjectivity, especially when it comes down to ghosts and spirits and stuff like that, which we began talking about, is how can you tell someone that they didn't experience mm-hmm. that if they know that they did?
Yeah.
You know? And it's also that thing, you know, there's been people who've said, you know, like, God spoke to them or whatever. Or
God appeared on a piece of toast.
They're so convinced of it that you couldn't convince them otherwise.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like every religion ever.
Yeah.
But I think that kind of brings into question the concerning point of it as well. Is there, like, too far that you can go with stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Where you become that person who, you know, what people view and they're like, oh my god, that's a bit too weird, and you get burnt at the stake. The end.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the whole...
Let's be honest, that's the end goal. That's the end drama.
If I don't get burnt at the stake, what's the point? What's the point
I'm
of crystals?
I'm already older than Joan of Arc was. I've
oh
already
God,
failed.
Yes, we've already failed in our mission.
But no, I think it does come down to that a lot. And I think what interests me is this, I want to say resurgence of belief in like witchcraft and paganism and Wicca and things like that in a 21st century world where you're not going to be burnt at the stake
for it. And
it's, you know, quite fun.
Paganism and Wicca very much...
I mean, they've always been a thing. They're not new.
No, like, connecting to the earth.
Yeah, which I think grounding. Is interesting. It's very,
we love to research this now.
Yeah, we've only got the earth for, what, another 30 years?
That's a good thing. No, it's very interesting that that's resurging.
Yeah, I do. It's quite interesting that it's a lot of our generation.
It is.
And, you know, like, millennials and stuff who are interested in that, because it is a newer thing, and I think growing up, you're already a part of this planet where they're like, reduce, reuse, recycle, or we're all gonna burn to death.
Yeah, we've literally been taught all our lives.
Like, we have never had a point in our lives where we haven't been destroying the planet. It's not actively as individuals, but we haven't had to, unfortunately, like, and unwillingly contribute to corporations that are.
Our parents never got indoctrinated with,
you know, global warming, lads.
Yeah, like, it was never, yeah, it's probably still happening, but it was never a scale. There wasn't, like, widespread,
like,
recycling and getting rid of plastic and stuff when our parents were growing up.
That's a whole different thing, because, like, there's money in recycling. It's good touching up there.
Okay.
There's money in recycling. Like, things don't get recycled if people don't buy them to recycle them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all capitalism, so fuck that.
This took a turn. We've started us doing spooky shit, and now we're talking about capitalism. I love this.
This has just become the scene in Good Omens. Where...
Why is it back to Good Omens? No, I want to ban Good Omens.
The magazines, and she's like, the planet is dying, we're destroying the rainforest. I'm like, that literally is me.
That's literally me. I love Anathema. Not this again.
Just to see the little part in Finding Nemo, that's us. Where he's like, I need it, and yep, that's it.
We've been talking about the resurgence of paganism and Wicca in recent years, and along with that comes crystals and tarot and divination, and I love that stuff.
Crystals. Yeah, okay.
Pure joy. It's very much, we call them New Age, but it's the stuff that's been around that women would have got burnt at the stake for many years ago.
It's essentially a rebranding.
It is.
Of things. Because I know you get a lot now, and whenever anything is like mildly popular, people are like, oh my god, make a tarot deck with it. Like, someone I know on, like, well, I don't know them, but I know that someone on Twitter has been making a Good Omens tarot deck. And there's a Raven Cycle one.
Yeah, and there's, like, Game of Thrones ones.
There's a Penny Dreadful one.
Yeah, and my one is, like, it's not the Rider-Waite one, which you have.
Yeah, I have that one.
Kim Kranz.
Which I think is interesting.
Yeah. I love tarot cards.
And I, like, it's sort of always one of those things that begs, like, is it just for the aesthetic? Sounds like an article about millennials written by, like, someone.
I always, like, whenever I go, when I do it, I always come away with something. And I think it is the interpretation you're putting on it.
Yeah.
And to me, it's not about the aesthetic. To me, I do it because it freaks me the fuck out how accurate it is sometimes.
Okay, so, like, maybe it's both, but...
No, I've done readings with other people, and you've done this. You've left the room. You felt so called out by tarot. Yeah.
But I think
it's like, the interpretation you put on it. It definitely is the interpretation.
Like, if you buy tarot cards or you go and you get someone to read your cards, and you think it's gonna solve all of your problems, tell you what to do, tell you the lottery numbers, you're wrong.
It's just it's like a signpost. You already know what you have to do. It's just a signpost.
Said this to you earlier when we went for coffee. But it's one of those things, if someone turns around and they tell you that you've got good fortune coming your way, you've got new opportunities, you're going to finish doing whatever
you're going to be looking out for,
then you're going to look out for those things. You're going to feel an element of motivation towards them because someone's already told you that.
Yeah.
Like, if someone tells you that you've got, like, new opportunities coming your way and then you get a job offer, you're immediately going to think back to when someone told you that and associate the two things.
I call that manifestation. And you look like you want to hit me.
But But, like, there's that element of, like, it's not going to solve all your problems, but it might...
It's pointing you in the right direction.
Put you on the, like... It might kind of bring your thoughts together.
What I, like, doing for the people and for myself is I always end up journaling a lot and clear my head. And when I do it for other people, it's really good at bringing up, like, deeper conversations.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I was, like, going to talk, but then I had to sniff and then I was too close to the microphone and just... So much happened.
Well, tarot is one of those divination kind of things.
Yeah.
Their ones are like scrying, crystal ball scrying.
Did you write it down?
I wrote a little bit down. Things like runes and astrology and
pendulum.
Palm readings and tea leaves and dowsing. It's all these kind of divination, ways of like making sense of the world.
Yeah.
I mean, people might say it's the future or whatever, but it's your interpretation of it. What do you think of those kind of things? Are you into any other ones?
I recently was reading a book on tea leaf reading, which was quite good. However, completely batshit crazy. There was one and it was like ham. Like, literally, it was like saying that this little shape meant ham. And the interpretation of what ham meant.
I've seen ones where it's like a bell is like marriage.
Yeah, I mean, heart fair enough love. With things like that, or, like, rings typically are meant to mean marriage.
Yeah.
But it just sort of, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, it's fun and stuff, but at the same time, like, it's not going to be accurate ever.
Yeah.
You can't throw a bunch of leaves in a mug and be like, tell me the future! It's not
Some people do it that way.
Well, good for them.
For me, it's always about interpretation. That's why I like the tarot cards. It kind of gives you, like, mine came with a little book, and all yours came with something as well, and it kind of points away what they mean. And
sort of, it's one of those ones, it's a lot more solid.
Yeah.
Because there's not really, there's interpretation, but there's not that much interpretation with them. Because it's like, this is the image, it means a specific thing. I don't know about yours, but like with mine, because they're the original ones.
Yeah.
Like certain images and like what's in the background and whatever, they mean certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And then you apply your own
life
to them. Whereas I think things like tea leaves in particular, it's like, it's just crazy, first of all. Some of the things, I was like, you're really reaching. And some of them didn't look at all in the book.
Yeah.
Didn't look at all like their description of what they were meant to be, like ham. And then other ones, I was like, if you see that in a teacup, you need to go and seek someone.
Was it Jesus? Yes. You've seen those photos, it was like Jesus is on the toaster.
That's the funniest thing. But other than that, I haven't used, like, any other methods of stuff.
No, like, I'd like to get into some more stuff.
Not totally, like, 100% sold on stuff. Like, I like doing tarot, but it's definitely for the aesthetic as well.
Oh, I love doing tarot. I absolutely love it. One thing I do, like, I'm trying to get more into is astrology. And I know that's a very... People are very much looked down your nose. It's just fun!
I don't get astrology.
It's just fun to look at and...
Like... Okay, so here's the astrology.
Let people have
here's
fun!
The astrology rundown. I'm a Scorpio, and I'm a bit of a bitch.
I am a Taurus.
There you go.
Yeah, that's all you need to know about us. No,
things fall into place now.
I
don't get it.
People like, shit on all this stuff so much, unless I'm calling you out.
We raised our voices so much.
No, people do shit on stuff like that, but to me it's just a bit of fun.
See, I'm not shitting on it, but like, I just don't get it. Like, I don't know how you could be like, oh my god, this means that this is going to mean this month. Because like, your star sign doesn't change. It doesn't
I don't believe in horoscopes.
It doesn't mean anything. What?
I don't believe in horoscopes, but the actual astrologer, but your birth chart, that's what I believe in.
But that is like...
It's not your horoscope. Your horoscope, because you have different, like, your moon will be something else, your sun is something else, you're rising, and then different planets and different houses.
But, like, how is it such a big fascination? Those things never change.
I just like
They are always, yeah, I'm not attacking you, but, like, they're always the same.
Yes, they are.
Okay, but like,
it's just a bit of fun.
Holly's like, it's just fun, but I spent loads of money on books and stuff and crystals.
That's true.
But no, I don't know. I don't get the fascination. I love like the meme kind of stuff where it's like based on your star sign, what French fry are you? I'm like, tell me, please tell me. Tell me details about myself. What French fry am I?
So our true question in life, what French fry are we?
Please let me know what kind of lizard I am. Did I not send you that one?
No. But now you have to. Well, I know what kind of lizard I am.
I don't know. I just think people put too much on astrology and star signs.
Yeah.
Like, if you meet someone and you're like, oh, they're a Libra. Actually, no, that one's justifiable.
Hey, my ascendant's Libra.
If you meet someone and you're like, oh my god, you're a Leo.
my moon's a Leo.
Oh my god. If you're a Pisces.
My mom's a Pisces.
Anyway, if you meet someone and you're like, oh yeah, you're a Taurus.
I'm a Taurus.
That's all I know. But no, if you meet someone and you're like, oh yeah, they're a Cancer, and then you're like, oh yeah, they're bingo. And then you're like, oh, we won't get along because their star signs are different. And mine's an asparagus.
Yeah. Then, like, I don't believe in that kind of stuff. I just like to look into it. Like, I'm really interested in stars.
I love using my star sign as a justification to be a bitch. And you're going to start doing things and be like, Zaz, I'm a Scorpio.
No, that'll hold up in a court of law.
Yes, it will. I'll make sure.
Marianne Williams in America.
But I don't get that aspect of it, of how people take something so subjective and use it every day and be like, this is what this means.
Well, everything is your interpretation of it. Everything.
Yeah, even
the way you look at the world, it's through the lens of your beliefs and
usually
how you're
brought
up.
Through the lens of my glasses.
Mm-hmm. Shut up.
But no, I think, like, yeah, it's definitely one of those things. There was another one I was going to talk about.
The runes.
Yeah, those. I'm interested in stuff like that, but it sort of is one of those ones where it's out of sheer curiosity.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with curiosity.
No. And it's not like I know that something's gonna, you know, tell you what to do.
Yeah.
It's like, I wanna know. Mm-hmm. Also, like, the aesthetic. I'm a Scorpio.
Well, this has been chaotic.
Like, I'm really curious as well. I know, like, BuzzFeed does a lot of videos about this, about stuff like pendulums and dowsing rods,
mm-hmm.
because those ones are more energy based.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, where's my tinfoil hat? But no, they're a lot. I wouldn't be surprised. Like, no, because you get pendulums and this always, like, circling back to your nose. Like, that annoys me in pop culture when it is little things like that, and it's like, that's not how that works.
But you said you don't believe in it.
Holly, I didn't say that. I said I don't like astrology. This is just becoming an attack. But no, I think, like, it just, I don't know, there's this resurgence in stuff.
Yeah.
And it is, you do see it a lot more in, like, TV and film,
mm-hmm.
even books over the last little while. There's been so many books to do with, like, kind of witchcrafty stuff.
Yeah.
But not quite.
Yeah, like the Raven Cycle, definitely. It's a kind of witch family and it coming.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're called.
In
a weird way. They're into that stuff.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm always interested in, is it scrying?
Scrying, yeah.
I think that's cool. That's always something you're told to stay away from.
Yeah.
Like, some books are like, yeah, don't do this.
I mean,
I like
white
how
magic.
I just sat and shit talked stuff, but I'm like, yeah, I read about it a lot.
Yeah.
But no, it's interesting because, and same goes for, like, mirror magics.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're usually told to stay away from them. And that sort of, like, spans bigger than that because you're not meant to sleep in front of a mirror either.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Good luck on that one, Holly. And it's stuff to do with, like, it's old beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
That mirrors, like, reflect your soul and stuff like that. But it's interesting, the scrying one especially, that you get so many books that are like, oh my god, try it. Whereas I'm like, people were definitely, burnt at the stake for this shit.
But then we're not burnt at the stake anymore, so why not?
But no, like, I think that is... Do you think... This is a tangent.
It's fine.
But
this whole
do
thing
you
is.
Think there is that element of... like feminism and sort of the rise in not only the belief in sort of divination-y stuff,
mm-hmm.
and the rise in like paganism. Well, I say the rise in paganism and Wicca, which are two separate things.
Yeah.
But like it's a reemergence in the 21st century, and I think with like the internet and different things like that, do you think it's the sort of way, it's definitely influenced by feminism in a mm-hmm. way? It's like
it's reclaiming this back, it's reclaiming.
Reclaiming things that people were so
against and were killed for.
And were killed
for. Yeah, it's definitely a reclaiming of it, and it's kind of reconnecting to the earth.
Yeah, that's definitely
reconnecting to our history and like our femininity.
If it was burned at the stake, I'll tell you that. But yeah, it definitely, you could say that, because a lot of, I'm not generalising, but a lot of people who you see, they are female. And a lot of books, they're written by female. Again, I'm not generalising, and there are ones out there. But it is quite interesting, especially recently, with the rise of sort of witch hunts and other ways, like with the Me Too and different things like that, which wasn't a witch hunt,
Well, it's funny, because I'm reading a book just now called The Woman Who Ran With the Wolves.
Yeah.
And it's made in the 80s, I think. And so tapping into that creative energy, that instinct mm-hmm. that comes from like, the wild feminine.
Yeah, I think like that kind of links back to what we were talking about.
It all links in together.
Last episode as well, with this sort of being able to do what you want, being a bit mm-hmm. weird, being a bit whimsical, whatever, playing the ukulele, and not being made fun of it. I think, like, we've just reached that point where it's like, what does it matter if I'm made fun of it? I'm
having fun.
And whatever girls in particular, when they're younger, whatever they do, whatever they like, I mean, just look at Twilight, it's immediately made fun of by older men.
Yeah, literally, they trivialise it. They do. And a lot of times, it's funny you say that, a lot of fantasy books written by women are immediately put in the young adult section.
Yeah.
And then the ones, fantasy books written by men are like, oh, they're high fantasy, they're putting over this side of the library. So.
Holly, you're just going for a drag there.
Yes.
But no, it's true.
That's true.
I think it definitely, all of them are kind of linked together.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely something there's been a resurgence in recently.
Yeah.
And, like, on the extent where it's, like, not just people deciding to practice different things, it's kind of doing it publicly as well.
Yeah.
And being very open about
definitely.
It.
Definitely.
Which I think is quite interesting, again, and definitely the internet has influenced that
mm-hmm.
as well. Spread pop of culture, information. To be honest. Yeah. I think, like, the pop culture and, like, the depiction of witches and things has changed. We're gonna talk about that
next episode. Yeah. After this one.
What we've got, Salisha. But definitely.
People will be surprised to know we have an order.
We're
not completely chaotic.
But no, I think it's something that people are becoming a bit more open about.
Yeah, I really like it. It's reclaiming what was once unacceptable for us to be into.
Yeah.
Into all this witchy stuff.
Like, there is an element of power to it.
Reclaiming it.
Of reclaiming something that was once so dangerous.
It was, like, women were hated for and burned for. You know? Yeah, I definitely like it that way.
You see that a lot, like, in the past 10, 20 years or so. I mean, it's always been a thing.
Yeah.
But women just arguing for the, like, to just be.
Yeah, to just exist.
Like, I can remember there was a certain celebrity who was releasing, like, shapewear, and it was Georgia Tennant who, she had, like, quoted the tweet, and she was like, imagine if we just got to exist.
Yeah, imagine if we just got to be.
Without being constantly told
that we need
to,
like, to
do
put ourselves into this box.
Like, ridiculous. It's like, shave your legs, but, like,
I just read a Tumblr post about that in our break theory, and it was, it's funny how shaving our legs is seen as an act of choice, whereas not shaving our legs is seen as an act of choice, whereas shaving them every single week is seen as a normal thing to do.
Yeah, like, it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. What are we going to call this episode?
We're talking about witchcraft and now I'm like, anyway.
What are we going to call this? We were going to call this a spooky episode, but it's turned out to something else.
It's still kind of spooky. Reality. The patriarchy.
Spooky. Oh boy, yes.
But no, it's... And then you, even like, on the back of that, I think like, there's a lot of things, I keep walking away from this, you can compare to, like, the witchcraft and being made fun of that.
Yeah.
And I think one of them definitely is sort of, like, this rise of feminism. And feminism's always been a thing.
Yeah.
It's just in different waves. And I think,
is this, like, the third wave?
Who knows?
I think the 70s was the second wave.
Yeah.
20s was the first wave.
It just sort of has got to that point where it's, like, it used to be witchcraft and now it's something else.
Mm-hmm.
Women are always going to be made fun of for their interests.
Yeah, they are.
In society.
They always are. And on that note,
but no, I don't know. I definitely would say I do have a personal interest in anything sort of occult.
Yes, I definitely do.
Especially
too.
Demons and angels.
Somehow we always end on good ones. So, like I said, this is a bit of a mess of an episode.
The past two have been messy. Well,
we've been sober in these episodes.
Yeah.
Somehow. But again, we'll leave all the links down below. You know where to find us on social media. And if you have any questions, any hate comments, let us know. And we'll speak to you next time.